On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the Netflix series DeMarcus Family Rules, Jay and Allison DeMarcus. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, hey. My pleasure. Now, I'm assuming you're at home at the moment? That looks like a nice...
We are. We are home.
And home...
Forever, for like 8 months.
We haven't left.
Is that right? And where's home located?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee, the new Hollywood.
Pretty much.
Now, Jay, you've done it all with Rascal Flatts. What made you want to have the cameras follow you around?
Well, I'm still not convinced it was a great idea, to be real honest, but it was something fun for the whole family to do. And once Todd Chrisley is our executive producer, we'd been on his show a few times and he took us out to dinner and said, I think there's a show here for you guys. I think people will relate to you. You deal with the same issues everybody in America deals with, being a married couple and trying to juggle careers and be parents at the same time. So, you know, it was very important for me to protect the brand of Rascal Flatts that I've worked really hard to build with my partners, Gary and Joe Don. And so once he said that he knew how important that was to me and that he would help me protect that brand, we decided to shoot a pilot, and Netflix came on board and liked what we were doing and kind of caught the vision. And here we are. And that started about 3 years ago, to be honest, the initial conversations.
Wow. Well, no, that is very relatable stuff. And Allison, at the worst, you're going to have some great home videos with high production value there. But did you have any reservations about opening up your home to everyone?
Yeah. I mean, you're a father. You understand what it's like. You don't want anything bad to happen to your kids. We're right. All that way. And our kids happen to love the process more than I think we thought that they were going to love it, maybe a little too much, but because they loved it, that made it, of course, easier for us to be like, okay, this might work. We can do this.
Right. And you guys have a bit of an odd couple dynamic, right? What brought you together in the first place?
Jay's the chick in the family, Mario.
Yeah. I've been told that by our marriage counselor on more than one occasion. I think we balance each other out very well. You know, it's kind of, I'm the yin to her yang, or maybe I'm the yang to her yin. I don't know. But whatever it is, it seems to work. I mean, she has a distinct way of doing things that works great for her. And I have a way of doing things that tend to work well for me. So I think that we bring out the best in each other. I really, really do. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. We wouldn't have lasted, you know, 17 years.
Oh, that's what it's all about. Congratulations on that. And definitely balance. Got to balance each other out. Well, congrats on the show. That's awesome. God, that's very cool to see. And Jay, what are we hearing about, or what are you hearing about live music? When do you think ideally we'd be having concerts again?
You know, I got to tell you, it remains to be a frustrating topic because there is no timetable for the larger venues opening back up. Mm. And more importantly, when they do open up, we don't know what the social distancing measures are going to look like.
Right.
So it's really hard to draw a bead on a moving target and they move it back and move it back. So we've had to cancel so many things. We've sort of just gone back to the fallback position of let's wait and see what happens and stop trying to tell people information that changes every other day. So we're kind of in wait and see mode right now. This is not the way we wanted to end things for sure. So we're really hoping and praying we have something more concrete we can tell all of our fans and everybody sooner than later.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know Rascal Flatts did the iHeartRadio Labor Day concert.
Yeah.
How are those virtual performances? How do you feel about those?
Well, they suck.
Don't beat around the bush.
I mean, it's terrible. Part of the high from playing in front of
people is the reaction. Yeah, feedback.
It's the reaction, the energy you feed off of. It's really, really difficult. But I will say this. At the same time, it was great to play live music again with our band guys. We really hadn't seen them in months. Everybody's been locked down, so it was fun to be on stage again, for sure.
Nice, yeah, for sure. And have you been doing any writing or recording any music during this downtime?
Yeah, I opened a record label at the end of 2018, so I've got a bunch of artists that have been itching to go into the studio to record their first records with us. And so I've been making up some lost time lately, getting in the studio and making music on our artists that we have coming out. We're having some great success out of the gates. So we're just trying to make up for lost time, to be real honest.
Well, good for you, man. Staying busy over there.
I have a theory. Thanks. With Jay's partners and Rascal Flatts' wives that they're never going to retire after they've spent this much time with us. They thought they missed it. And now that they've been home with us for this long, right. They're never going to leave the road.
They're going to announce a 3-year world tour as soon as this is over.
We were retiring.
Right.
Be around for 20 more years.
Be like the Stones. Allison, what about the pageant world? Have they adjusted all to the pandemic, or is that just pretty much on hold? Because I've hosted a few pageants myself.
Why, yes. And, you know, honestly, they even have started having virtual pageants. Like, you've got to do it all online.
Wow.
It's so terrible. It's crazy. But, I mean, just like Jay doesn't want to play music virtually, nobody wants to do that either. So hopefully we can get to a point here in the near future where we can all gather, whether it's in a pageant venue, and God knows how we want people to go back to concerts, because there's something therapeutic about being around live music.
Oh, it's
and
the
you
best.
Haven't lived until you hear a young lady try to croak out "I Have Nothing" by Whitney Houston virtually.
Right? That's next level stuff. Exactly. How old are the kids now?
Our son just turned 8 and he's in the 2nd grade, and our little girl, she's in the 4th grade. She's 9, so she's almost 10. So they're still at that age where they think we're cool,
right?
But not that cool.
Yeah.
Because yours are a little younger, right?
They're about, as a matter of fact, we just had birthdays this past weekend, and my little girl turned 10. My son, one of them turned 7. The other one is 1. So he still thinks I'm definitely cool. He's my favorite right now.
Yeah, I'll have 2 more years left of that for sure.
Exactly.
I had a little girl from my high school who did a video of me, because she has the same basketball coach that I did, and she's in pageants, and I was showing my son, like, look, she did this whole video because she thought I was so cool. He watched, he goes, she doesn't know anybody more famous than you.
Kids keep you humble, huh?
She doesn't even know dad. I'm like, she doesn't even know dad.
I was
thanks for the confidence booster. Here I was thinking, like, this is so amazing, this girl like wants to grow up and be me, and then you're like, she didn't know anybody more famous than me.
Cold as ice. Now, listen, before I let you guys go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Yellowstone.
Yes.
Dead to Me.
What was the second one?
Dead to Me.
Dead to Me. Is that the Christina Applegate one?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I need to catch up on that one. I hear that one's great.
Really good.
Go-to karaoke song?
Jessie's Girl.
I do not sing karaoke, so that I don't have to sing anything.
That's the thing about karaoke. You don't want to hear people that can really sing. You got to hear people that really can't, and they're hammered. That's what's fun about it. And no ballads, right? No ballads, Jay.
No, nobody wants a serious song in a bar.
No, some people do that, and it's like, oh, come on. That's a monkey wrench.
Nobody needs to try and sing Celine Dion.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you.
My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, God. That'll clear a room. Celebrity crush growing up?
Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bo Duke's name?
John, what's his name?
Schneider.
John Schneider. Yeah, John Schneider. Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Dream vacation.
Who didn't watch the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah. I love the Dukes of Hazzard. Damn Duke boys.
It's hard to remember their real names.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Right.
Cabo for me.
We love to go to Cabo.
Nice. Okay. Quick little getaway right there. Awesome. Well, congratulations on everything, guys. And hopefully we'll get to see you in person soon. Listen, watch DeMarcus Family Rules on Netflix. Jay, Allison, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you so much, Mario. It's good to see you, buddy.
You too, bud. Take care. Bye, guys.
On with Mario Lopez.